All right, welcome back to Talking Baseball. Bill Lasky, going to interview a good friend of mine next, and he wrote for journalists for over 30 years for MLB.com, also for the Mercury News and the Santa Cruz Sentinel. In December 2020, he announced his retirement and is probably working harder now than he did when he was on the beat. Let's welcome in Chris Half today. How are you, Chris?
Great, Bill. I don't know about the working harder now, but I'm trying to stay busy, you know.
Well, I was going to say, there's no way Chris Half is retired because there's just too much energy in you, and especially the baseball knowledge you had for 30 years. Tell us a little bit of what you're doing now.
Well, I am working on a biography on the side on Willie McCovey. You know, nothing really major has ever been written about him, and you know, I just thought Bay Area fans might enjoy, even though it'd be going back in time, you know, reading about one of their favorite players. He's beloved on both sides of the Bay. His popularity is enduring, and I wanted to try and take a crack at that.
Well, I tell you what an endearing man. He was sensational on and off the field for the San Francisco Giants, and of course, Willie McCovey statue out in McCovey Cove is just an awesome sight. But let's get to a spring training and some of the things that a lot of us miss because, of course, journalists can't get written articles on certain players. But you and I talked this week, and there was something both you and I had a thought about, was that spring training phenom, that guy that comes into camp and hits 600 or throws shutout innings, and all of a sudden you get to the last week of camp and you're wondering, is this guy going to take it or not? And you and I threw some names back and forth, so I'll let you start. Give us some phenoms that you thought of in the past 30 years that you were writing.
Well, one that I covered personally was Mark McLemore, infielder for the Houston Astros. It was actually my rookie year covering Major League Baseball full time, and it was kind of curious because Mark McLemore had been in the majors since like roughly 87. He made his debut in 86, and so he had been around, but the Astros lacked a second baseman. They had not yet moved Craig Biggio from catcher to second base. They would do so at the end of that season. And so here comes Mark McLemore hitting literally, you know, over 600. It was just unbelievable. And the Astros management knew that it was illusory, but what could they do? They had to give him the second base job. And he hit so really poorly, you know, so below 200 in, you know, his first 21 games, and they had to just like they had to keep him at the start of spring, month and a half in the season, they had to get rid of him because he just wasn't playing that well. And then funny thing was he went on to have a really long and productive career, primarily with the Mariners. And so it's weird. These prospects or phenoms come in all shapes and sizes.
They really do. And of course, the Giants had Helio Ramos, of course, but he wasn't really one of those guys that were going to come in and make the team. He's 21 years old. He played a few games in Double-A, and, of course, they just optioned him out. But, boy, he opened up a lot of eyes on what his ability was in the outfield as well as with the bat. The guy I was thinking about was Alan Foulkes back in 1982. He came on as a super rookie and struck out everybody in spring training. He had a nasty slider, a little sinker, and 10 days into the season hurt his arm and never heard from him again. And what opened up my door to get to the big leagues was that injury from Alan Foulkes. But, boy, I tell you what, spring training, everybody was like, is anybody even going to touch him or hit him? And those things happen, and I just don't see that happening anymore, a phenom coming in and breaking into a lineup or a rotation. Your thoughts?
I think people now are a little more careful to judge. They don't want to rush guys. There's a sensitivity to that. If they are a definitely legitimate prospect, they don't want to start the you know, the free agency or salary arbitration clock. That's mm-hmm. that's always a big concern. You know, the economics are always a huge concern. And sometimes it's just a baseball thing. They don't want to rush him. I remember Felipe Alou saying of Kevin Franson, who had a couple nice games one spring, Felipe had a colorful way of expressing himself sometimes. And Felipe said, Franson is a tender fruit, which must not yet be plucked from the tree.
Boy, that talking about a rookie. That's a rookie line right there. Well, Chris, you know, one of the things the Giants have had a problem with this year so far in spring training are errors. They got 20 errors already. And I kind of broke it down, you know, and a lot of them are younger players. Alcantara had two, Basabe two, then you had Dubon two, Luciano had three, Ramos had two, Wade Jr. one, Wilson two. I mean, when you're looking at this, it's not the name guys, Solano, of course, Ruff and Crawford, but you know, the action of all these young guys, and we're talking about these rookies right now, are getting the opportunity to play. And I don't think the Giants are as bad defensively as that number.
No, but it is a concern. I remember a few years back it was happening with the A's, and Bob Melvin was ripping his hair out. it reflects, even though I'm not trying to impugn all of those guys you just mentioned, it reflects a lack of concentration. Now, I'm sure these guys are concentrating. If anything, they may be concentrating too much. And it is spring training, so those fields there, those Arizona fields yeah. are starting to get a little baked, and they don't allow for the truest hops. So it just may turn 180 degrees in a Giants' favor once the regular season
and, you
starts.
Know, one of the first things I thought of was when I saw the numbers, I'm thinking guys switching. Well, Dubon's got two, both at shortstop. But really, guys have been playing that infield all over the place. Third, short, second, and first. You got, you know, so many different avenues you could put the options. And, of course, that utility player is exactly what Farhan and Scott Harris love. Your thoughts on different players playing different positions?
I think it's a great thing. It's especially when you're in a position with the Giants you're in. No, they're not a powerhouse. No, they're not the division favorite. And yes, they're still learning about these guys. And it's good to mix and match, see what they can do. Another year of not to get tread too much over the old stuff, the subject we started with, but. One year they had Randy Elliott, of course, and he was quite the phenom. Joe Altobello was managing, and he was platooning a ton of guys, and they finished below 500 that year, but they learned a lot about a lot of guys, a lot of different players. And then they came back in 1978, and they were in first place for most of the season, so. One, you know, a season like this can really lead to success down the road.
Well, Chris, I know one thing. You're going to be around baseball. I'm going to love chatting with you as the season goes on. But there's a comment you made in December. You said the games are my North Star, ushering me to the present and illuminating my path to the future. Love that. I really do. And I wanted to make sure I wrote that down and talk about it. Tell me your thoughts as we finish this. On those words itself.
It's the game's in my blood. I have to admit it. I mean, you know, Bill Jim Bowden had that great line at the end of Ball Four about how, you spend your life gripping a baseball and you realize it's been the other way around all the time. I don't want, you know, I've got a daughter getting married in June. You know, I've got other things going on. You know, I've got real life concerns, you know, but at the same time, you know, you can't help but I guess once you fall in love with the game, it's tough to fall out of it. You know,
I mean, here the
Dodgers and the Padres have loaded up, but I'm interested to see what the Giants can do. you know, a young hustling team. It's going to be, I think it should be fun.
Well, Chris Haff, you wrote three great books. I know you got another biography of Willie McCovey going through. This is Our Time, 2010 World Series Champions. If These Walls Could Talk was another one. The newest one, From the Stick to the Cove, Six Decades with San Francisco Giants, and that was with our good friend Mike Murphy. And get out there and read his books. They're fantastic. Chris Haff, you have a great day. Thanks again for joining us on Talking Baseball.
It's a pleasure, Bill. Thank you so much.
All right. We'll be right back on 104.5 680 KNBR, the sports leader.